Soon enough, Ireland will have to face up to the fact that either there is a border on the island or a border between Ireland and the rest of the EU. That fairly chilling assessment of what might happen in the event of a no-deal Brexit was published by the Reuters news agency yesterday and attributed to a nameless senior EU diplomat. Now, EU sources have said to us today that the statement did not come from the EU Council or the EU Commission. In an attempt to get to the bottom of all of this, we're joined by Arthur Beasley, Ireland correspondent with the Financial Times. Arthur, I know you're at the All-Ireland Civic Dialogue on Brexit event in Dublin Castle, and we'll come to that in just a moment. But first of all, can you shed any light on this story today? Reuters say that someone in the EU said Ireland has to face up to facts here. Did it happen? Was it said?
Well, I mean, Reuters, it seems to me, would not be publishing this if Reuters was not certain as to the authenticity of its source. The fact of the matter is that the institutions in Brussels, that all of the member states have representatives there as well, that people routinely speak on an off-the-record background basis in which comments can be attributed to officials. Certainly that gives a degree of anonymity, but also the fact that governments such as our own here in Dublin, very often people in the administration speak to people on the very same basis. So it seems to me that the report itself reflects the thinking, at least in some parts of the bureaucracy somewhere in Brussels.
Well, the Taoiseach Simon Coveney was asked about this today in Dublin Castle by my colleague Áine Lawler. Let's hear his response.
Well, look, I've been around long enough to know that when unnamed sources are being quoted, there's often strategy behind that, and it can be coming from many different sources, particularly in Brussels. Brussels are not shy of giving an official position, and if you listen to what the leaders in Brussels are saying, President Tusk, President Juncker, President Tajani, they are saying very clearly that the withdrawal agreement is not up for negotiation. They want to find a solution here that Britain can live with and that we can all live with in the EU.
That's the Taoiseach there. And Arthur, the Taoiseach said in his address to that event, didn't he, that anyone who expects that solidarity from the EU to break, they're in for a nasty surprise. But in the event of no deal, there are some realities and facts that we will have to face here.
Well, I mean, the European Commission itself, through its spokesman at a particular point some weeks ago, said that asked the question as to what a hard border would mean, said that there would be checks in that eventuality. The Taoiseach himself at Davos referenced that possibility. I mean, all of this underscores, it seems to me, the extent to which the stakes are really, really, really ratcheting up now at a very appreciable rate. And with only a matter of 40 or so days left to go in the negotiation, and Simon Coveney at that event in Dublin Castle said that the number of days in which parliaments are sitting is even much less than that, 42 or 43 days. So it all underscores that time is running out quite rapidly, and there is still no sign of the elusive breakthrough. Far from it, indeed.
Arthur, can I ask you about one of the scenarios thrown up in that Reuters story? So we've talked a lot about what the implications of a hard border, a return of a hard border on the island of Ireland might mean. But this other suggestion, a border between Ireland and the rest of the EU, what does that look like?
Well, I mean, the Taoiseach himself in his remarks said that Ireland would not accept anything that would involve any kind of a diminution of our own membership of the internal market or the customs union. I mean, it seems to me that that would be very, very, very difficult. I mean, politically impossible to sustain. What we will be talking about essentially is, in the service of Brexit, not an Irish policy, Ireland having to accept a lesser form of membership of the European Union. And even were that to be deemed to be in some way politically palatable, and I don't think it would be in any way palatable, there would also be economic consequences, and what you are looking at essentially is a barrier to trade between Ireland and the EU in an environment where this country relies very, very heavily on foreign direct investment, and one of the main advantages on offer to companies investing in Ireland from outside the EU is that Ireland provides a route into European markets, so I don't think that's going to fly in any way.
But But we have a responsibility to protect the single market, don't we? That's part of the deal as members of the EU. So if there is a crash out scenario when it comes to the 29th of March, it'll be our job, won't it, to protect the single market?
It will. Now, I mean, as to what precisely happens on March the 30th, I mean, bear in mind that the government says no plans are in train to introduce any kind of checks on the border. And bear in mind also that we have already movement towards ad hoc agreements to keep aeroplanes in the air, trucks going through European ports and the port of Dover. It seems to me that we would be into the realm of ad hoc measures to ensure that the border remains open. But to borrow from Theresa May herself, any ad hoc arrangements would be neither strong nor stable, and I think they would ultimately, if there was no way to put it all back together again politically, I think ultimately the country would be open to challenge in the European courts. And I think also that companies trading across the border on the basis of ad hoc agreements to keep it open might find themselves open to legal challenges. They would have no basis on which to demonstrate that their own trade over the frontier is in compliance with the rules.
So as this clock ticks down, this really is a game of chicken, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think there are several games of chicken going on, but yes is the answer, and we have meanwhile the reported remarks of Theresa May's chief negotiator Ollie Robbins in a hotel bar in Brussels the other night, in which the strategy seems to be that Theresa May is telling her party that it's either her way or long delay. But between now and then, any decision to go for a deferral, it seems to me there's still going to be quite a lot of politicking in London.
Arthur Beasley, Ireland correspondent with the Financial Times. Thank you for joining us.